Elisa Talmadge with Mission Network News. Austerity measures have again claimed another government, this time in Romania. Mihai Răzvan Ungureanu was named the new prime minister and is charged with forming a new cabinet. How does this affect the evangelical church? American evangelist Sammy Tippett was one of the first to take the gospel into Romania following the revolution.
It's right now too early to know if it's going to affect laws or if it's just going to be a change of who's in that particular position.
Pray that the church would continue to have freedom and that it be a witness during these uncertain times. Next, 40 days into the new year, Iraq already has blood on its hands. Human Rights Watch announced that Iraqi authorities have executed at least 65 people in 2012. Frequent terror attacks have added to the death count. The frightening atmosphere has helped push Iraqi Christians to their knees in a massive prayer effort, reports Sat7, a Christian satellite television service to North Africa and the Middle East. Pray with them for Iraqis to turn to Christ, even via Sat7's broadcasting. And it's been 500 years since the first missionaries attempted to reach Native Americans. So why does only 5% of the Native population know Christ? American evangelist Ron Hutchcraft explains,
been a tremendous shortage of Native Americans who would be the leaders of the Christian movement, be the face of Christ, be the voice of Christ for their people over all these years.
But in the last 20 years, that's been changing. Hutchcraft's On Eagle's Wings outreach brings Christ to Native youth. These young people are now going on to start their own ministries to Native Americans. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get a free NIV Gospel of John from Biblica. Use it to share your faith or give it to a friend. All you got to do to get your free pocket-sized NIV Gospel of John is call us 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the Gospel of John link. I'm Elisa Talmadge.